This AQAB GCSE Modern World History Revision Lessons podcast is copyright Hodder Education 2012. The Treaty of Versailles.
Welcome to our next contestant on List 3. You've chosen to answer questions on the Treaty of Versailles. Start the clock now. The Versailles Conference opened in January 1919. Who were the big three?
Clemenceau of France, Woodrow Wilson of America and Lloyd George of Britain.
Correct. Tell me three things Clemenceau wanted.
Clemenceau wanted revenge, reparations and an independent Rhineland.
Correct. Tell me three things Wilson wanted.
Woodrow Wilson wanted his 14 points, including self-determination and a League of Nations.
Correct. And what did Lloyd George want?
Lloyd George said he wanted to make Germany pay, but really, he wanted to restore trade with Germany and expand the British Empire.
Correct. Why did no one get what they wanted from the treaty?
First, thousands of people were lobbying to get what they wanted. Second, the big three had already made promises to Italy and Japan. But mainly, Wilson and Clemenceau wanted completely different things.
Correct. In the end, on the 28th of June 1919, the Germans were forced to sign. What happened to Germany?
First, Germany's army was limited to 100,000 men. Its navy was cut, it was forbidden planes or submarines, and the Rhineland was demilitarised. Second, Germany had to pay reparations, which were eventually set at £6.6 billion. And third, Germany lost all its overseas empire, a tenth of its land in Europe, notably Alsace-Lorraine, the Polish Corridor and the Tsar coalfields for 15 years, and it was also forbidden to unite with Austria.
Correct. Can you tell me three things which show what the Germans thought of the Treaty of Versailles?
They were furious, especially with Article 231. German newspapers vowed revenge. They said it was a diktat because they had not been involved in the negotiations, and right-wing German groups accused the Jews and the, quote, November criminals of stabbing the German army in the back. The Dolchstoßlegende.
Correct. Can you tell me three things the Germans did to show their anger at the treaty?
They scuttled their navy. They had to be invaded to make them pay reparations. There was even a rebellion, the Kapp Putsch, against the treaty.
Correct. What about the French, Americans and the British? What did they feel about the treaty?
The French said the treaty wasn't harsh enough and chucked out Clemenceau. The Americans refused to ratify the treaty because they said the League of Nations would drag America into European wars, and many British people thought the treaty was too harsh.
Correct. Can you tell me three strengths of the treaty?
It created the League of Nations. Self-determination is a fine principle, and most of its territorial arrangements lasted a century. And a pass.
Can you tell me three weaknesses of the treaty?
It satisfied nobody. It was unfair on Germany, especially self-determination. It helped the rise of Hitler and was one of the causes of the Second World War.
Correct. You passed on one, three strengths of the treaty. The third answer was reparations were reasonable, less than the British war debt. So at the end of that round, you scored 10 points with just one pass.